Today we're building a drum bus formula for jungle and old school DNB in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. And this is a big one, because in this style, the drum bus is where your break stops sounding like separate samples and starts sounding like one record. That's the whole vibe. Not just louder, not just more processed, cohesive, punchy, slightly gritty, alive. We're aiming for that old school jungle energy with a darker modern edge, and we're also keeping vocal space in mind, because in vocal DNB the drums have to hit hard without fighting the lead phrase. So the goal is simple: make the drums feel finished, make the snare crack, keep the break swinging, and leave room for bass and vocals to live properly. Let's build the chain step by step. First, group your drums, put your main break, kick layer, snare layer, hats, percussion, and any ghost hits into a drum group or drum bus. If you've got an old-school break, keep the original break on one track and your reinforcement layers on separate tracks. That way, the bus can glue everything together without destroying the character of the break itself. Before adding any effects, get the balance right. This matters more than people think. In jungle and DNB, the source balance is everything. If the kick is too loud, the snare loses authority. If the hats are too sharp, the whole bus gets brittle. If the group is already clipping, the processing is going to exaggerate the wrong stuff. So as a starting point, keep the snare as the main focal point, the kick supporting it, and the hats present but not sizzling too hard. Leave yourself headroom on the group. You want the bus to shape the sound, not rescue a bad bounce. Now, on the drum bus, start with EQ8. This is your cleanup stage, not your vibe stage. Just tidying up the problem areas. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is a good move to clear out subrumble. If the break feels muddy, try a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats or break noise are harsh, ease down the 7 to 10 kHz area with a broad cut. And if the snare needs a bit more presence, you can add a subtle bell boost somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Be careful here, especially if your tune has vocals. The vocal intelligibility zone often lives around 2 to 5 kHz, so don't go crazy boosting the snare right where the vocal needs to speak. Let the drums be punchy, but let the lyric own the top middle presence. Next up is glue compressor. This is one of the best stock devices for DNB drum bus cohesion, because it does that classic glue thing without immediately destroying the groove, as long as you keep it sensible. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Set the attack around 10 milliseconds if you want to preserve punch, or a little faster, around 3 milliseconds, if the break is too spiky. Use auto release for somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. That's the key point here. Just enough compression to make the break feel like one performance. Not so much that you flatten the transients and lose the swing. Jungle lives and dies on micro transients and little ghost note details. If those disappear, the break loses personality. And here's a useful teacher note. After every processor you add, check the snare again. In old school DNB, the snare is usually the anchor. Ask yourself, did it lose crack? Did it get buried? Did it gain fizz? If the answer is yes, adjust immediately. Don't wait until the end and hope it sorts itself out. After compression and saturator, this is where the drums start feeling more like a record and less like a loop. A little saturation adds harmonics, which helps the drums feel louder on smaller systems and gives the break that extra density without just pushing peak level. A good starting point is about 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. Then trim the output so the level matches the bypassed signal as closely as possible. Always level match. That matters. If the saturated version is louder, your ears will lie to you and make it seem better than it really is. For a darker jungle feel, you can drive it a bit harder until the mids thicken up. For a cleaner modern roller tone, keep it more subtle. The point is to add weight and attitude, not fuzz everything into a blur. Now add drum bus. This device is basically made for situations like this. It can give you punch, crunch, and movement very quickly, which is why it's so useful for DNB. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 20%. Add a little crunch, maybe 5 to 15%. If you want more grit, use the transients control carefully. Push it positive if you want more attack, or slightly negative if the break is too sharp. Boom can help if your kick needs body, but use that one with restraint. And damp is useful if the top end gets too fizzy. For jungle old school vibes, a little crunch goes a long way. You're usually after that slightly hardware-ish bite, not full distortion chaos. If your kick and snare are already strong, use drum bus as a counter tool. Let it enhance the shape instead of trying to invent the whole sound from scratch. At this point, the break should feel denser, punchier, and more unified. Now we protect the low end and the stereo image. Use utility and, if needed, another EQ8. Keep the low end of the drum bus effectively mono below about 120 Hz. If the bus feels too wide in the low mids, narrow it a bit. If the hats or ambience are too spread out and distracting, pull the width back slightly. This matters a lot in DNB because your sub and bass need a clean center. If the drum bus has too much stereo low mid wash, the whole mix starts feeling loose. And when vocals are involved, a clear center helps the lyrics sit properly without being masked by cloudy drums. If the break has lost some snap after compression and saturation, you can bring back a little transient shape using drum bus transients or a light compressor adjustment. Don't overdo that part. The goal is to preserve movement, not create artificial sharpness. If you want extra motion, auto filter is your friend. This is great for arrangement. You can automate a gentle low pass in breakdowns or gradual high pass rise into the drop. You can even do a quick filter lift before a fill. In the 8 bars before a drop, try opening the filter gradually, then thin the drum slightly in the last bar before the drop hits. That makes the downbeat feel bigger without needing a brand new drum pattern. This is especially useful in vocal tunes because you can create tension and lift without stealing attention from the lyric. The drums support the phrase instead of fighting it. If the main bus is sounding good but you want more aggression, use parallel processing. Create a return track or a duplicate drum bus and process that more heavily. On the parallel path, try saturator, stronger glue compressor, and maybe an EQ8 that emphasizes bite around 2 to 5 kHz. Then blend it back and quietly underneath the main bus. This is a classic way to get that bigger, tougher drum feel while keeping the main bus dynamic. The important thing is to keep the parallel low enough that you feel the impact more than you hear the effect. If it sounds like a second drum kit, it's too loud. Now let's talk arrangement, because the drum bus should not stay stagnant for the whole track. In the intro, keep it a little filtered and lighter. In the vocal section, keep the bus controlled and leave space in the presence zone. In the pre-drop, open the filter and maybe add a touch more drive or crunch. In the drop, let the full chain hit. In breakdowns, back off the attack or filter things down so the return feels stronger. That evolving behavior is a huge part of making a DNB arrangement feel alive. You don't always need a new pattern. Sometimes the same pattern with small bus changes feels like a major section change. Here's a simple practice version of the formula. Load one chopped break, one kick layer, one snare layer, and a hat loop into a drum group. Set the balance so the snare leads and the kick supports. On the group bus, add EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, drum bus, and utility. High pass around 30 Hz, compress lightly for 1 to 3 dB of reduction, drive the saturator around 3 to 5 dB, set drum bus drive around 10% and crunch around 10%, and reduce width a little if the low mids feel messy. Then loop 8 bars and automate one change, like opening a filter into the drop or slightly increasing saturation in bars 7 and 8. Then compare the bus on and off at the same volume. That comparison is essential. Don't choose the louder version. Choose the version that has better punch, better swing, cleaner low end, and more room for the vocal. That's the real test. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcompress the break. If the groove stops breathing, you've gone too far. Don't boost too much top end, or the hats will get brittle fast. Don't let low end rumble fight the bass line. Don't saturate without output compensation. And don't destroy the break's natural swing by over-editing every transient. Also, if your tune has vocals, remember the drum bus is supposed to support the message. It can be exciting and aggressive, but it still has to leave space for the lyric to land. A couple of extra pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use grit in moderation. A little saturator drive and a bit of drum bus crunch can make things feel more underground, but too much turns the snare fuzzy instead of powerful. Let the snare be the authority. In darker rollers, the snare often defines the track, so preserve that crack. And if you want the drums to feel bigger without losing dynamics, try a quiet parallel compress chain underneath the main bus. One of the best jungle tricks is resampling. Once you've got the bus sounding right, bounce or resample it to audio, then chop it again. Pull out snare tails, hat bursts, reversed swells, or weird transient bits. That's gold for fills and transitions, and it gives you your own signature texture instead of relying only on the original loop. So, to recap the formula, start with a good source balance. Clean up the junk with EQ8. Glue the drums with light compression. Add density with saturator. Bring in punch and character with drum bus. Keep the low end disciplined and mostly mono. Use automation to make the bus evolve with the arrangement. And if you need more weight, add parallel energy quietly underneath. That's how you make jungle and old school DNB drums feel like one instrument, not a pile of samples. The big idea is this. A great drum bus is not just about making the drums louder. It's about making the break feel like a record, leaving room for bass and vocals and keeping that underground swing alive. Keep it punchy. Keep it moving, and let the drums carry the tune.